Welcome to Zichu Daf Simani Mamramai Ram Goldai and Deir Masechus Baba Kama Daf Ches, the first parak Arba Avos. The first parak is sponsored by Mr. and Mrs. Moshe and Devorah Smith and is dedicated to our courageous soldiers of Tzahal, the remarkable citizens of Israel, and to all incredible Jewish people. May Kodesh Baruch Hu watch over all of us and grant Israel a complete victory over Hamas and the return of all the hostages safely. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, a Braisa teaches that one who owed for damages, a loan, and a ksuba, who sold all three grades of land to one person, each party collects according to their ordinary laws. After the Gemara establishes the cases where he bought the properties on different days and purchased the edis last, it asks why they do not all collect from edis, since it was the last property left in the debtor's possession. Although one could ordinarily force him to accept their due by threatening to return the ziburis to the debtor, the Gemara proves that the case is where the debtor died, and the debts cannot be collected from his orphans. It finally answers that the reason they should have been able to collect from edis, which was bought last, is based on a rabbinic enactment made for a buyer's benefit, requiring collecting from a debtor's own property. This buyer can say, Anabahai de Kansula Nichali, I do not want this enactment here where it causes me a loss, because Ravatat, Kol Omer Yepshib de Kanas Chachami, anyone who says I do not want this rabbinic enactment made for my benefit, Kagonzu, such as this case, which the Gemara will clarify, Shominlo, we listen to his wishes. Point in which Ravi says that if Reuven sold all his fields to Shimon, and Shimon then sold one of them to Levi, and Reuven's creditor came to collect his debt, Ratz Mizegova, if he wants, he can collect from Shimon, and if he wants, he can collect from Levi. Now, this is only true where Levi bought Beninis from Shimon, which is the creditor's entitlement. But if he bought Edis and Ziboris, Levi could say to him, Lachi daiki v'zavni Edis v'Ziboris. This is why I was careful and only bought Edis and Ziboris. Ara dolo chazilach, which are lands that are not fit for you. Even if Levi did purchase Beninis, if he left behind Beninis in Shimon's possession, the creditor must collect from Shimon. Tosas explains that just as Shimon could have forced a creditor to accept a particular Beninis field of his own choosing, Levi acquires that right through his purchase and compels him to collect from the remaining fields in Shimon's possession. And point number three, Abai says that if Reuven sold a field by Achrayas with a guarantee to refund the purchase if the field is collected, and Reuven's creditor comes and attempts to collect it from Shimon, the law is that Reuven may go and argue his case with his creditor to prevent the collection, meaning to claim he already paid. His creditor cannot say, you are not my opposing litigant, and I do not need to respond to your claims, because Reuven can respond, if you collect the field from him, he'll come back to me demanding a refund. Therefore, Reuven has a standing in this case. Some say that even if Reuven sold the field to Shimon without a guarantee, and Shimon cannot demand a refund, Reuven can still argue his case against his creditor, because he can say, I don't want Shimon to have complaints against me for selling him a field that was later collected. This is sufficient for Reuven to have standing in the case. So once again, the three points are number one. A Braisa teaches that one who owed for damages, a loan, and a ksuba, who sold all three grades of land to one person, each party collects according to their ordinary laws. After the Gemara establishes the cases where he bought the properties on different days and purchased the edis last, it asks why they do not all collect from edis, since it was the last property left in the debtor's possession. Although one could ordinarily force him to accept their due by threatening to return the ziburis to the debtor, the Gemara proves that the case is where the debtor died, and the debts cannot be collected from his orphans. It finally answers that the reason they should have been able to collect from edis, which was bought last, is based on a rabbinic enactment made for a buyer's benefit, requiring collecting from a debtor's own property. This buyer can say, Anabahai de Kansula Nichali, I do not want this enactment here where it causes me a loss, because Ravatat, Kol Omer Yepshib de Kanas Chachami, anyone who says I do not want this rabbinic enactment made for my benefit, Kagonzu, such as this case, which the Gemara will clarify, Shominlo, we listen to his wishes. Point in which Rav says that if Reuven sold all his fields to Shimon, and Shimon then sold one of them to Levi, and Reuven's creditor came to collect his debt, Ratz Mizegova, if he wants, he can collect from Shimon, and if he wants, he can collect from Levi. Now, this is only true where Levi bought Beninis from Shimon, which is the creditor's entitlement. But if he bought Edis and Ziboris, Levi could say to him, Lachi daiki v'zavni Edis v'Ziboris. This is why I was careful and only bought Edis and Ziboris. Ara dolo chazilach, which are lands that are not fit for you. Even if Levi did purchase Beninis, if he left behind Beninis in Shimon's possession, the creditor must collect from Shimon. Tosas explains that just as Shimon could have forced a creditor to accept a particular Beninis field of his own choosing, Levi acquires that right through his purchase and compels him to collect from the remaining fields in Shimon's possession. And point number three, Abai says that if Reuven sold a field by Achrayas with a guarantee to refund the purchase if the field is collected, and Reuven's creditor comes and attempts to collect it from Shimon, the law is that Reuven may go and argue his case with his creditor to prevent the collection, meaning to claim he already paid. His creditor cannot say, you are not my opposing litigant, and I do not need to respond to your claims, because Reuven can respond, if you collect the field from him, he'll come back to me demanding a refund. Therefore, Reuven has a standing in this case. Some say that even if Reuven sold the field to Shimon without a guarantee, and Shimon cannot demand a refund, Reuven can still argue his case against his creditor because he can say, I don't want Shimon to have complaints against me for selling him a field that was later collected. This is sufficient for Reuven to have standing in the case. All right, so now we are Simon Daf Ches, and our standard Simon is Challah, and we often use a baker in the Simon, a baker. So here goes. The baker who bought Beinoni's Zibori's and then Edie's land from the same seller to build a bakery and was now trying to fend off the seller's Balchov, Nizak, and ex-wife, who wanted to collect from the Edie's. Wish he would have only bought Edie's and Zibori's so he could tell the Balchov to collect Beinoni's from the debtor, and was delighted when the debtor tried to intercede and claim he already paid. Once again, some motion. The baker, that must mean we're Dav Ches, Challah. The baker who bought Beinoni's Ziboris and then Edie's land from the same seller to build a bakery and was now trying to fend off the seller's Balchov, Nizak, and ex-wife who wanted to collect from the Edie's, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses a purchaser of all grades of land on different days where he bought the Edie's last, and we learn that he can prevent the Ksuba and debt collections from the Edie's. So the baker who bought Beinoni's Ziboris and then Edie's land from the same seller to build a bakery and was now trying to fend off the seller's Balchov, Nizak, and ex-wife who wanted to collect from the Edie's, wish he would have only bought Edie's and Ziboris so he could tell the Balchov to collect Beinoni's from the debtor, which reminds us, Rava says that if Reuven sold all his fields to Shimon and Shimon then sold one of them to Levi and Reuven's creditor came to collect his debt, if he wants, he can collect from Shimon, or if he wants, he can collect from Levi. Now, this is only true where Levi bought Beinoni's from Shimon, which is the creditor's entitlement. But if he bought Edie's and Ziboris, Levi could say to him, this is why I was careful and only bought Edie's and Ziboris, which are lands that are not fit for you. So the baker bought Beinoni's Ziboris and then Edie's land from the same seller to build a bakery, and was now trying to fend off the seller's Balchov, Nizak, and ex-wife, who wanted to collect from the Edie's, wished he would have only bought Edie's and Ziboris so he could tell the Balchov to collect Beinoni's from the debtor, and was delighted when the debtor tried to intercede and claim he already paid. Which reminds us, a seller can intercede where his creditor attempts to collect from the buyer, either because the buyer will then come to collect from him, or in a case where he sold the property without a chrayus, he doesn't want the buyer to have complaints against him. So once again, the baker who bought Beinoni's, Ziboris, and then Edie's land from the same seller to build a bakery and was now trying to fend off the seller's Balchov, Nizak, and ex-wife who wanted to collect from the Edie's, wish he would have only bought Edie's and Ziboris so he could tell the Balchov to collect Beinoni's from the debtor, and was delighted when the debtor tried to intercede and claim he already paid. All right, so now it's time for four blot back chazara. Daf Dalad, so the simmer Daf Dalad is a Delad, a door. So here goes. The angry Eved who burnt down the neighbor's front door. Door? That must be on Daf Dalad, Delad, door. The angry Eved who burnt down the neighbor's front door, only to discover his master was not chayv to pay, which reminds us, Rav Ashi explains that there's a unique reason to exempt a master for a slave's damages. Perhaps the master will anger him, and in retaliation, the Eved will go and ignite the grain stalk of the master's friend, and it would emerge that he can obligate his master 100 man every day. Therefore, the rabbi has exempted a master from a slave's damages. So the angry Eved who burnt down the neighbor's front door, only to discover his master was not chayev to pay, was forced to take a course on Azikin and learn why shame is not like regel and a shor is not like an adam, which reminds us, the Gemara teaches the relative stringencies of shame versus regel and a shor versus adam. So the angry Eved who burnt down the neighbor's front door, only to discover his master was not chayev to pay, was forced to take a course on Azikin and learn why shame is not like regel and a shor is not like an adam, and then memorize a list of 24 avos Azikin, which reminds us, the Gemara brings Rabbi Oshia's list of 13 avos and Rabbi Chiya's list of 24 avos and explains why they weren't included in the Mishnah. Daf Hay, so the Simmer Daf Hay is a haystack. So here goes. The excluded Moser Emafago who hid behind the haystack, that must be more Daf Hay. The excluded Moser Emafago who hid behind the haystack, which reminds us, Rabbi Chiya's list of 24 avos is coming to exclude a Moser Emafago, an informer who causes someone's possessions to be confiscated, and one who makes someone's carbon pigel. He didn't list Mefago because he doesn't discuss damages specific to Kachim, and he didn't list a Moser, an informer, because this damage is inflicted through speech alone, Ubi Dibura Lo Kamairi, and he doesn't discuss damage inflicted through speech. Mosi Shemra was included because it involves a Maisa, and Eim Zomi was included because the Torah refers to it as an action in the Pasuk Nezek La'asos. So they excluded Moshe and Mefago, who hid behind a haystack, so they wouldn't have to pay for Meitav, like all 24 Avos, which reminds us, the Gemara asks that although the term Avos in our Mishnah is understandable, because the four Avos all have todos, subcategories, but according to Rabbi Oshi and Rabbi Chia, who list Avos which do not have any todos, in what sense are they called Avos? Rabbi Abo answers, Kulun ka Avos l'shalma Meitav. They're all like Avos, in that they must pay from superior great land. So they excluded Moser and Mefago, who hid behind a haystack, so they wouldn't have to pay for Meitav, like all 24 Avos. Notice the man who was about to fall into a bore because he was distracted reading a sign that explained the unique halachos of each of the Arba Avos, which reminds us, although the Avos can be derived from Bor and one other Av, they were all written lehilchosen to teach their unique halachos. Dav Vav, so the Simmer Dav Vav is a sword because a Vav is straight, like a sword. So here goes. The man who broke his leg when he tripped over the Hefker sword. Sword? That must be on Dav Vav. The man who broke his leg when he tripped over the Hefker sword, which had been kicked by a cow's foot, which reminds us, the Gemara asks, what case is included by the Mishnah's Tzadah Shava between multiple Avos, but is not identical to any one of? Four answers are given. Rava says, it's include a pit, a stationary object, which is ruled by men's feet or animals' feet. Whereas with Bor, his actions directly caused the damage by digging the pit. Here, his actions did not directly cause the damage. Rather, it was the people's or animals' feet, which moved the obstacle to where it eventually inflicted damage. Shor proves that even such damages, which come through his animals' actions, not his, are still liable. So the man who broke his leg when he tripped over the Hefker sword, which had been kicked by a cow's foot, and landed right next to a wall that was built to stand, but collapsed and crushed a car, which reminds us, Ravina says, that Tzadah Shava comes to include the case of a mission which teaches, HaKosova Ilan Shenafu Rishus Rabim Heziku, a wall or tree which fell into Rishus Rabim and damaged, if it fell after the given time period to remove it, and caused damage. Tosus explains that it damaged while it was falling, he's Chayev. It cannot be compared to Bor, which is prone to damage from its beginning when it's dug, because when the tree was planted or the wall was built, they were built to stand and not liable to fall. Shor, which is also not originally prone to damage, proves that one is even chayev for such damages. So the man who broke his leg when he tripped over the Hefker sword, which had been kicked by a cow's foot, and landed right next to a wall that was built to stand but collapsed and crushed a car, asks the Dayan walking by if B'din Nizak Shaminin or B'din Mazik Shaminin. Which reminds us, we have a machlokes regarding Meitav. Rabbi Shmuel holds B'din Nizak Shaminin. We assess Meitav based on the damaged party's properties, meaning the responsible party must only pay from land of equal quality to the damaged party's highest grade property. And Rabbi Akiva holds B'din Mazik Shaminin. We assess Meitav based on the damager's properties, meaning that he must pay with the highest grade land he himself owns. Dav Zayin. So the Simmer Dav Zayin is a Kli Zayin, a gun. So here goes. The wealthy gun novice, that must mean we're on Dav Zayin, Kli Zayin, gun. The wealthy gun novice who paid a man with subin for damages he caused when he accidentally shut up his field, which reminds us, we learn from the unusual term yashiv, return, l'rabu shava kesev v'afio subin, to include anything worth money as valid payment, even bran, and not just meitav. Rapapa and Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua explain, kol mili meitavu, all movable items are considered superior. Dilo mizdabin hachem mizdabin masa charisi, because if it cannot be easily sold here, it can be sold in another city. Superior quality payment is only required with the land, which cannot be moved, so that people would jump to buy it. So the wealthy gun novice who paid a man with subin for damages he caused when he accidentally shut up his field, which is worth less than 200 zuz in Tishrei, entitling the man to Maiser Ani, which reminds us, a Brisa states that if one owns land worth 200 zuz, which ordinarily disqualifies him from receiving Maiser Ani, but is unable to sell his property, we feed him Maiser Ani up until half the value of his fields. The Brisa refers to seasonal price changes, where land increases in value in Nisan, where a buyer can plow and plant it for the coming season, and decreases in Tishrei. This person who is pressed for money would have to sell his land now at less than 200 zuz, and can be viewed as a poor person, although it would be sold for more in Nisan. Since land prices declined by as much as half in Tishrei, that's how much Maiser Ani he may receive. So the wealthy gun novice who paid a man with subin for damages he caused when he accidentally shot up his field, which was worth less than 200 zuz in Tishrei, entitling the man to Maiser Ani, had an armed guard protecting the best land he owned, which otherwise would have been used to pay as Meitav, which reminds us, Rav Shmuel bar Abba from Akronia asked Rabbi Abba, can Shehen Shamin, when they assess land to determine if it's Meitav, B'Shalohen Shamin, do they assess in terms of his own property, or B'Shal Olam Hen Shamin, or do they assess in terms of the world generally? According to Rabbi Akiva, that Meitav is assessed based on the land of the Mazik, which is being paid, does it mean that he pays with the best land that he personally owns, or simply with objectively superior lands, even if he has other land of even higher quality? Rabbi Abba responded, Rachman Amr Meitav Sadehu, Hashem said to pay with his choices field. And you suggest we assess in terms of the world generally? Rather, he definitely must pay with the best land he personally owns. All right, so now it's time to conclude the pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which of the when the Ravina says that the Tzad HaShav in the Mishnah is coming to include a tree or wall that fell into Rishus of Rabbim? That's on Daf Vav. Good. Number two, which Daf do you learn that the 24 Avos have in common that they all pay from Meitav? That's on Daf Hey. Good. Number three, which stuff do you have the case where Reuben sold all his fields to Shimon, then Shimon sold one to Levi, and Reuben's creditor comes? That's on Dav Ches. Good. Number four, which stuff do you have the question when it comes to Meitav, B'shalo Hen Shamin or B'shal Olam Hen Shamin? That's on Dav Zion. Good. Number five, which stuff do you learn the reason why a master is not chayev for his Eved's damages? That's on Dav Dalad. Good. Number six, which of the when a seller can intercede where his creditor attempts to collect from the buyer? That's on Dav Ches. Good. Number seven, which stuff do the list of the 13 and 24 Avos? That's on Dav Dalad. Good. Number eight, which of the one for the word Yashiv that's coming to include Shavakes of even Subin as payment? That's on Dav Zion. Good. Number nine, which when a buyer of all grades of land can prevent a ksuba and a debt to be collected from Edis? That's on Dav Ches. Good. Number 10, which step to discuss what we learn having Regel and Shane in the same pasuk? That's on Dav Gimel. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avram Goldthor from Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning.